This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. A retired Robeson County principal is in jail under $2 million bond on sex charges. Paul Nelson Locklear, age 53, was arrested in Columbus County on Saturday. He has been charged with sex by substitute parent, crime against nature, and other felonies. He allegedly molested at least one foster child in his care over an extended period of time. Look for more on this story on our website. Three high-profile murder defendants will no longer face the death penalty. Brandon Basham, Chadrick Fulks, and Brandon Council had their death penalties commuted to life in prison by President Joe Biden over the weekend. Council killed two women in a Conway bank robbery in 2017. The manhunt led into Columbus County. He was eventually arrested in Greenville. Basham and Fulks raped and killed Samantha Burns in Kentucky, then came to went to South Carolina, where they killed Allison Donovan in 2002 during a crime spree after a prison breakout. Donovan's remains were not found until 2009. Biden pardoned or commuted 37 prisoners facing execution as President-elect Donald Trump vowed to speed up federal executions. We have more on this story on our website as well. The Holiday Booze It and Lose It campaign is underway through January 5th. After a banner year for seatbelt usage in the state, driving while impaired citations have actually gone up slightly this fall. Highway Patrol and local law enforcement are conducting sobriety checks on both major and secondary roads to cut down on impaired driving. So folks, if you're going to have an adult beverage to celebrate the holidays, please get a ride. Operation Nutcracker led to the arrest of 20 suspects on heroin, methamphetamine, and theft charges on December 16th. We have just updated this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com with the mugshots and the individual charges. The goal of the operation was to combat illegal drug activity and reduce property thefts across the county, Sheriff Bill Rogers said. The sweep involved all divisions of the Sheriff's Office. Hunting season is in for most waterfowl, and the Wildlife Commission is urging duck hunters to wear the proper water safety equipment if you're going out to try to catch those ducks and geese. Hypothermia is one of the top causes of death nationally for waterfowl hunters, along with drowning. Make sure someone knows where you're hunting and when you'll be home. Always wear a personal flotation device and always obey all hunting laws. We have some great news to share today. Harlem the Pit Bull Mix, who was found tied to a tree 2 weeks ago, has been adopted. Harlem's new owner, Michael Elliott, happens to be the son of Maria Elliott, who also runs a dog grooming business, so he's going to get the best quality care. Harlem is settling into his new home just in time for Christmas. Willing Vessels Ministries will be hosting its annual Christmas Eve dinner from 11 until 2 tomorrow at Murph's Pawn on Madison Street in Wyville. Now, if your business is open on Christmas Eve, the folks of Willing Vessels say to drop by or send someone from your business to pick up free plates for the whole staff. Delivery is also available for the homebound, and of course, anyone in need of a meal or fellowship is welcome to drop by. Contact David Vernon Watts via Facebook for more. And I'm pretty sure they could also use some volunteers and donations. So step up, folks, if you can help. As you're finishing off that last-minute Christmas shopping, get ready to say goodbye to an icon. Big Lots announced this week that a planned sale of the chain fell through. The entire chain of stores will close in January, including the store here in Wyville. The discount retailer has 900 stores across the nation. State veterinarian Mike Martin said Friday that Santa Claus has received special clearance for his reindeer to cross North Carolina airspace during Christmas. Martin said that the Department of Agriculture regulates captive cervids, and cervids includes reindeer, elk, moose, and non-native deer. Santa's team has provided the proper health certificates, and they are approved for the Christmas Eve run. A 15-year Christmas tradition is going on south of Whitewell right now, and folks, it's beautiful. I got a glance out that way last night. Since 2009, Corey Lee's family has decorated their home at 7020 New Britain Highway with what may be the largest Christmas display in the county. Four different family members take part. There's more than 50,000 lights. The Leesville show is free on top of that. The lights are turned on around 5 every night. They'll be going on through January 5th, which is old Christmas. They just ask that you park on the side of the road or in the driveway. Everyone is welcome and there is no charge. Magnolia Baptist Church will host The Savior Is Born tonight at 6 p.m. The church is located at 1558 Crusoe Island Road in Wyville. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.